Come in and take a seat, please.
Thank you.
Now, I know Mrs. Traynor already because I was the children's judge in the penal case against Scott. As you know, if a child is under the age of 18, they are dealt with by me rather than by the criminal court. And Scott was in trouble for selling cannabis in the street. That's correct, isn't it, Mrs. Traynor?
Yes, Your Honour.
How is he doing now?
Oh, he's doing much better, thank you, Your Honour.
It's only in America that you need to call me Your Honour. Just say Madame, please.
Certainly.
Now, I have read the social worker's report about your current situation. They are concerned for the welfare of the younger children. They believe that the children should be removed from the family for a short period of time and placed in care. I tend to agree with them, but the idea is that you can take them home again when your situation is improved.
I know, I understand what they mean, because it is very difficult at the moment. But I love my children and I want to keep them with me. But I have difficulties to handle this situation at the moment. I'm not coping too well.
Well, if I can just ask some questions. Miss Alexander, isn't it?
Yes, madam. I'm the new caseworker assigned to the family since March.
Could you please explain what you are planning to put in place to help the family onto the right tracks?
Certainly, madam. We have talked to the school and suggest that the UEAT-PJJ look into the educational situation of the youngest children, as we believe that there may be a case for AEMO action.
You are of the opinion that the children could stay in school with some additional aid?
Yes, we have talked to the EJEs concerned with the family and the teachers, the school nurse and the educational psychologist, who are all of the opinion that the children don't require special educational establishments but are in need of some additional help at the moment.